When I was in high school, I was interested in broadcasting, but when I applied for the broadcasting club, they wouldn't accept me because I spoke in a monotone.
Well, we know better than that. J.D. Varner was anything but monotone. I think a better word to describe J.D.'s manner of speaking to listeners on The Layman's Witness, which became The Christian Witness, was passionate, because that's the way he talked about Jesus. He always signed off his program with the words, "Until then." When J.D. Varner passed from this life on Friday, as his son Greg put it, "Until then" became "now." Renda Broadcasting's Mark Burdick comments on the passing of J.D. Varner.
Well, as it relates to Christian broadcasting, J.D. was very much a pioneer in Indiana County. My involvement with J.D. actually dates back to 2004 when Renda Broadcasting bought WDAD, but his impact with the Christian Witness actually started back in 1966, incredibly 57 years ago. J.D. was a class act. He made a profound impact not only on the borough of Indiana, but through his radio ministry, he touched tens of thousands of lives. He leaves behind a lasting legacy, as he truly was a torchbearer for Christian broadcasting in Indiana County, and overall just a great guy. We certainly will miss him.
Oh, Mark is right about that. I met J.D. first in 1989, and in the next 34 years, my association with him was remarkable to me, but I suspect it was rather normal to him, because he made a lot of people feel the way he made me feel: energized, inspired, and certainly loved by Jesus. He used to come breezing into the studio on Sunday mornings, raring to go, and we'd spend a few minutes on the air. He'd remark on the beauty of the day, or tell me a story of how he and his darling Daria had spent their Saturday, their travels, and their visits. Somehow it always involved a piece of pie. In fact, he'd often say to me, "Marino, let's go get a piece of pie," and off we'd go. The conversations were deep, and they were far-ranging. He'd laugh about what a grandchild had done or said, talk about his many friends, air a few gripes about the world, and there would be a story about Daria. And always, there was Jesus. He was fascinated by Jesus. Usually, when I do a tribute to a friend who has gone on to heaven, I don't have the privilege of hearing his or her voice. But today, because this is J.D. Varner we're talking about, we do. And here's his favorite topic. After all, the name of his program is The Christian Witness.
Well, I have good news. No life is too bad. No dark is too dark. No one is too far gone. Jesus. As hard as it is to realize, Jesus reaches out. He doesn't want us to be lost. He wants us to be found. He wants to be our friend. And so you can have that relationship that goes on and on and on and on. And the beautiful part of it is you get to share it with other people. I'm so fortunate to share Christ with my wife. I'm fortunate to share Christ with my children, my grandchildren. And it's just, it makes life worth the living.
By the way, I actually put two pieces of yesterday's Christian Witness program together to make that cut and contain one sustaining thought. And Greg Varner did a wonderful program yesterday in tribute to his dad. J.D. looked at the world, God's creation, with wonder. How many times would he say to me, "Todd, think of that. How amazing is that?" People will spend hours this week talking about what J.D. meant to his family and to his friends and to his radio family and friends. They will spend weeks and months continuing the conversation. And even years from now, there will still be people who talk about J.D. Varner and say, "That's the man who introduced me to Jesus." And that would make him very happy, because it was all about Jesus. And that's how I will end our tribute today to one of the most incredible witnesses of the love of God, with his own words and the promise that the children of God will one day meet again.
"Yes, we might die, but after that, the real blessing of the Christian life, living in a place called heaven, living with the risen Christ. May it be so in your life, my friend. Don't surrender to the world. Surrender to Christ. Make it be a meaningful, spiritual sensation in the life of your family and you. And watch out, because God is going to bless you tremendously." And so, this is J.D. Varner wishing you a blessed day in Jesus and saying, "Until then."